Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is another episode of Nostalgic Thoughts on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to me elsewhere, but mainly Apple Podcasts. So today, I have a very special guest here today, once again, and her name is Lee Anderson. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh man, I have a lot that I want to ask you. But let's first talk about who is Lee Anderson. Who are you? Like, you know, tell us about yourself.
It's kind of hard to talk about me. But my name is Lee Anderson. Mm-hmm. I'm a singer, songwriter, flautist. I was born in Washington, D.C. I grew up in South Carolina, and I moved to New York about 6 years ago.
Country girl.
I'm very country.
Wait,
yes.
You said north, south?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
The better wow. Carolina.
Wow. Oh, that's what you're trying to say? Yeah, I got family in North. I got family in North Carolina. See, forget. See, you're making enemies or no?
I'm sorry, North Carolina. They know the deal.
Oh boy. So where do you sing? Where do you perform at?
I perform all over as far as I could possibly go.
Okay.
Where it's the I performed at the Apollo, the Metropolitan Room, oh God, everywhere. I just did BB King's, and then I do sing on the train every day too.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you do quite a few things.
Mm-hmm. I've been to LA singing. Mm. I've sung all over my home city, Charleston. So it's like wherever the wind takes me, I'll go.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, like, what genre is this? What genre of music?
I am. Adult contemporary R&B, also known as real R&B.
I honestly have to agree with that. Yes. I have to agree because, you know, I think that's the main kind of music that basically, you know,
mm-hmm.
Relates to your soul.
Absolutely.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
A lot of people feel it more than other sorts of music. That's just my personal opinion.
You know? I agree, though.
Yeah.
That's why I gravitated towards it, to be honest.
You know what? Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to hear something maybe at the end of the show. I don't know.
Okay.
We might hear a little something. Maybe a little something.
I'm down for that. Yes.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. But once again, thank you for coming and taking the time out.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So with being in, with singing R&B,
mm-hmm.
you know, rhythm and blues, you mm-hmm. know, it has to do with the heart. It has to do with, you know, love. It has to mostly do with relationships too and emotions,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, my thing is, my question to you is, what is romance to you?
Oh, goodness. Yes, I know that you're about to give me all these hard questions. Romance does... the definition changes with the kind of person you are, I think. Essentially, it's just this desire to make the person that you love mm-hmm. happy, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, whether it's getting flowers or baking a cake or washing their hair mm-hmm. or anything mm-hmm. like that, just wanting to make that person happy.
Mm, okay, all right. So it's
especially happy in a different way.
All right, so are you into like the kind of romance that you see in TV?
Oh, movies? Goodness. I'm guilty of that, yes.
Oh, so the happy
There's
ever
different
after.
Types. It's isos, right? There's different yeah. types of love. There's agape.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yes,
it,
yes,
yeah.
yes. What do you know about that, girl? Oh, yeah.
I'm isos, which is what's in the movies, yeah.
Really?
Hold my hand all day. I'll be happy
really?
For that, yes.
Oh, okay, see, you're gonna have to let the fellas know that. You know?
Do I? Do I need to let all of them know? All of them don't need to know that.
You already let the fellas know.
Oh. Just one good man.
Yeah, you know, I like that kind of romance. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I've mentioned it before in my podcast that, you know, I like the the walks in the park, the
yes.
you know, the holding hands, the nice dinners, you know, going to nice little jazz spots, you know, jazz clubs.
Oh my goodness. You're traditional
like
romantic.
I'm very, very traditional. Very,
yes.
very. And a lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. But it's not about me, it's about you today.
Oh, is it? Right. Okay.
So,
I'll take that.
So, all right. So now that we know, you know, what romance is to you and the type of vibe that you go for and
okay.
things like that. Like, okay, so, you know, a little advice to the females out there and some of the guys. And it's important to get your point of view on this.
Okay.
What does I should say, does money really matter in a relationship? Does it really matter to you? Or could y'all just both be broke and in love? Like, can you be broke and in love? Is it possible?
Well, it all depends on where your head is and where you want your relationship to be. Like, what do you want? I think, unfortunately, in the country that we grew up in, America, it's based on, like, basically who has the power in the relationship is usually where the money lies.
Where the money lies lays the power.
And so if you want a relationship where the man has most of the control, then he should pay for everything. But if you actually want a partnership, then it should be 50-50. Because when I think about relationships, 50-50. I don't know. Because it depends on what, like, do you want your man to buy a house for you, or do you want to build a house with your man? And that's why I think about whenever, like, it comes to money, like, what do you ultimately want out of it? Do you want him having all the control, or do you want all the control, or do you want a 50-50 situation? And I'm more comfortable with the 50-50 situation.
So, okay, so are you're a traditionalist, right?
Yeah. Is that traditional though? Because traditional.
I'm asking, are you a traditionalist or no?
I was 6 months ago.
This sounds recent.
Yeah. I just revamped my whole, like.
Listen, not to cut you off, but I had a conversation with someone, and
but that someone's in the room, so that conversation is null and void.
Right. No. Absolutely. Oh man. But But it was one of my viewers on a live. On a certain website, and they felt that, okay, no 50-50. Yeah. No 50-50 at all.
Mm-hmm.
Man should just, be like old-fashioned, be the provider, protect me, and then I do what I want with my money.
Yeah.
But then there's certain things. It's like you can't have the best of both worlds. You can't have the traditional, but then have the independence.
You can't.
Like that, like, it's like, okay, because
he's basically paying for you to not do anything,
right? So it's like, women work these days.
Yes.
Women are very industrious.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're industrious then, but I'm saying that they're even more industrious now.
Yeah.
They're making just as much or even more money than men.
Absolutely.
It's like, it's got to be a balance. That's how I feel.
I think, in this day and age, it has to be a balance. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
All right, so now, with that being said, you said that up until 6 months ago,
yes,
you were a traditionalist, and now you are a 50-50-list.
Yeah, but unfortunately, traditionalist is 20-80. Yeah, in the South, it's usually 20-80. But
20-80, okay.
But when you think
classic.
About your lifestyle and how things have changed, I just don't see myself giving someone that much control of my freedom. I don't want to be bought off.
Right. Yeah. I see what you mean. So, I preach that. I actually preach the fact that men and women need to be more partners.
Absolutely.
More buddies, more friends. And intimacy comes along as well. But, buddies and friends and homies and sharing and caring, basically, hey, I ain't got it today.
Mm-hmm.
You spot me, you got me, and vice versa.
Yeah.
If a man has shortcomings and maybe he doesn't have bread, for that, maybe he's just had a bad few months.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna look at him less than a man, or what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that I always think about. So how do you feel, about that? Like, so if a man lost his job, how would you react? How are you with that?
Okay. I'm okay with that. Like, I've lost jobs. I've lost a lot of jobs before. No, I had a bad memory. I was thinking about Insecure. I was thinking about Lawrence.
I'm sorry. Insecure. What's that, a show, a movie?
Yeah, you haven't seen the show?
Oh,
okay.
No.
Well, he can't. I can't even say that.
Oh, man.
My answer has to change because not everyone has seen Insecure, but in the show, the love interest of the main character, he loses his job and he stays unemployed for 2 years.
Mm.
And unemployment is not always a bad thing, but he's not even working on a craft. Like, he's not writing a book. He's not about to drop the best mixtape ever. He's just sitting on the couch.
So it's about his mentality.
It's about his mentality and about his plan. Like, if he has a plan, if he knows what he's doing, and if he's still respectful, then I don't care if he gets fired. I've been fired from so many jobs. But then I might be different because I am working on my craft. I have a plan. Right. And so it's easy for me to see that in a man.
And I see that. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm sure others can see that. You got a plan. You got a vision. And you're doing your thing. Because I've seen you, you know, online, on YouTube. And what are some of the other websites that you're on?
I'm on so many things.
What's your website,
title,
by the way?
I am leeanderson.com. And then, yeah.
Okay, leeanderson.com.
Yes.
Okay, all right, all right. Now it's spelled differently
like
from how it's pronounced, right?
If you think about
how's it, spelled?
It's spelled like Old English.
Really?
Not Old English.
So how would our viewers spell it?
Well,
or
if
how
you are
listeners, I'm sorry, listeners, spell it.
Well, if you like the deep blue sea, the vegetable pea, the beverage tea, then you would know that my name is Lea, L-E-A.
Wow,
yeah.
What a great way to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Been saying that since I was 3.
And that goes with it too. Oh, man. So now getting to a first date. What is appropriate attire? Is there a such thing as inappropriate attire? Like, how important is dress and grooming on the first date?
Grooming is different from dressing.
How important is dress and grooming?
First, okay.
Like the whole
it's
thing.
It's different. The whole thing.
Yes. The first day, how important is that?
Well, how you groom yourself and what you wear is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. And you can't expect somebody to feel a certain way about you if you don't even feel that way. So I am judgmental if somebody comes on the date and is like, I haven't showered in 3 days, and and he smells like 3 days.
Oh,
I would feel some kind of way because I didn't do that. Like, I've had 6 showers in the past 3 days, and I smell like cocoa butter for you. So why can't you do the same for me? And so it's just that whole reciprocal, you know, exchange of self-respect. Like, you want somebody that's going to be like you ultimately.
What if he smelled good but wore his pants at you?
I don't like that either. But there's some girls that like that, though. But it's...
For men.
You be yourself, and if that person doesn't like it, then they're not the person for you. That's all I have to say. I think that's what... I think that's the best way to answer the question.
Right. Hey, look. I'm all with that.
Because there's some girls that like the pants sag, but...
Yeah.
Me?
So,
No.
Oh, I'm waiting for that note. I'm about to be like, I can't see
it. Yes, Deborah Cox.
I can't hit that note for you, y'all. Nope. Not I. Some of y'all know. I can't sing. Maybe a little. All right, so,
maybe a little bit. You can carry a tune.
Along that line of thought, as far as ladies are concerned,
right?
You know, is there inappropriate attire for ladies as well? You know.
Oh yes, I know your face.
Yeah, good.
Sadly, yes. It shouldn't be that way. But unfortunately, we want to present our best selves always for it. And if it's the first time you're meeting someone and then you have everything out, I don't know how to answer this question. Because I don't want to say anything because I love clothes. I love dressing up. And so,
open with, you know, like your body, like,
Yeah, I am. I love my body.
There's nothing wrong with anything. No,
there's nothing wrong with anything.
What I mean to say is, are you like, if I have all my cleavage showing, not all my cleavage, there's some cleavage showing, you know, is that okay for a first date? Is that not okay for a first date?
And
you know,
once again, it depends on the woman. Like, I want to do it. Just because I was taught. You like want just automatically. I want to do it. Oh, okay. Just because I just know that I don't want to have everything hanging out. I'm not right. that person that I would put right. everything out right, right. like
you
that.
Seem like that person. Yeah, yeah. And you see, but, like, and I equate that with respectability or yeah. being respectful and being modest.
And I also want him to look at my eyes. Right. Look in my eyes, yeah, not yeah. down there.
Exactly.
That's okay. really annoying.
So that's important.
It's yeah, important. It's important to me.
Okay, okay. So you're saying that
some girls they have like the sweet rack and they want to have it up sitting on 22s.
Yeah,
and if that's the kind of girl that you are and that's the kind of man that you want to attract that likes that, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really trying to attract
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. So you hit you guys.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna offend some people.
No,
you're sorry.
No. Listen. This is, if anything, this is gonna keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I like keeping it real. I like being real.
No, people somebody's gonna be like, because I have bikinis on my Instagram, okay. and somebody's gonna comment, Lee, you say you can't have everything out.
No, but first date is totally different.
I'm not gonna wear a leopard bikini on the first date.
Exactly. Exactly.
No. Right,
so is it possible? I wanna ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to describe the differences between the genders, the sexes,
mm-hmm.
without being sexist?
In this day and age, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're in forward momentum,
right,
and
right.
we're eliminating a lot of ideas right now.
Okay.
That have been embedded in our generation's mind. So we're erasing and rewriting our views on what sexuality is and mm-hmm. also gender right now.
Really?
I think so.
Well, I'm not saying really like, oh, wow. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel personally, you know, I don't, it's not going to be a debate. I don't want to turn this
okay.
into a debate.
Okay, we're not going to debate.
Because I know this little topic here could get really deep.
It can.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, okay, you got, for instance,
mm-hmm.
different types of trees that grow.
Right.
And each tree grows in its own way, grows differently.
Yes.
But an apple tree is going to keep giving fruit to apples, you know. And then, you know, a pear tree is going to, you know, is going to have pears, you
mm-hmm.
know. All right. So, you know, there are similarities between the different apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's still apple trees. It might be different, but it's still apple trees.
Yeah.
Right? And so I feel that, you know, when describing the sexes, I feel that there are similarities and there are clear differences as well.
There are,
you
know? Yeah.
And I feel like if we're different on the outside, our, you know, our bodies are made differently, why is it so hard to believe that our minds are made differently as well?
Our minds are made differently, you know? Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, some people may disagree, though.
I agree, but at the same time, we can't just put everybody in that one box and expect
right.
all mm-hmm. men to be this way and
okay.
all women to be this way
right,
in
right,
every
right.
single relationship that they ever
right.
are in.
Right. Absolutely. Now that
so, yeah.
I agree with. See, you seem like a very reasonable, understanding woman. And
yeah.
That's a great thing, you know. And guys, you know, that's what you really want to look for. You know, you want to look for.
Okay.
this is talking about love, romance, and a lot
absolutely,
of stuff.
Absolutely, yes.
No,
keep going. I want to hear what you have to say.
No, so, no, but guys, no, really, you know, that's something that you should look for. Look for a reasonable woman, someone who's understanding, someone who's a reasonable person, someone who listens as far as follows direction. But listens as far as takes in this information and, you know, however you feel and really, like, you know, give some positive feedback, let you know her thoughts, you know, and reasons, you know, doesn't, you know, she doesn't have to be so firmly set on her own mind.
Absolutely,
or her own
yeah.
opinion. She's open to other opinions as well. And that's a good thing to look for, you know, don't you think?
I think so, yes. Yeah. It goes both ways. The same thing with women. Like, we have to pay attention to what a man is saying about the future, not just right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes with just always paying attention to what is going at. I don't know.
Right. No, you're good. No,
you can barely edit that out.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, so look, I didn't really, you know, so that's pretty much it. You know, it wasn't going to keep you too long because I know you're a busy woman. You know, you have to perform soon.
Yes, I do. I do have to be out and oh my gosh, what time is it?
I'm sorry.
6 minutes.
But I'm glad I was able to steal you away just a little bit, right? You know.
Yes, I'm happy to.
Podcast. Yeah. And,
it was meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely, right? See, I met you. So you the other day in the street, and I was like, I knew he was gonna run. You said it. You said you knew we was gonna run into each other.
I said I knew I was gonna see you today. I knew it.
Unreal.
Instantly.
Wow. So before we go, can I get a little something? So you gotta give me the, title, whatever. It don't have to be the whole song, just a little something.
Just a little something?
Yeah, give us a little something.
Okay. Well, it's most appropriate to sing my newest single. It's called Hopelessly Loyal, especially since we are talking about love. Are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready. I'm born ready.
Born ready. Yes. I am hopelessly loyal to you. No matter what we happen, put the root. I could feel it right now. You make it.
Amazing voice.
It's all organic.
Channel some Whitney in there.
Oh yes.
Oh, watch out now.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, so thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you.
I'm sure our listeners are gonna tune into your YouTube, your website, maybe come to some of your events.
That would be amazing.
Well. And they might see you in the neighborhood.
I hope so. Right? Definitely check out my album on iTunes and Spotify and Tidal. It's called Pronounced Lee, and you'll be able to hear all my music on there.
It's entitled Pronounced Lee?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I need to teach. I'm still new to the world, so I have to teach them how to say my name.
Yeah, let them know.
Because Rihanna didn't teach, and she says Rihanna, but everyone else says Rihanna. Yes, if you listen, yeah.
Wow.
She says Rihanna. The rest of the world says Rihanna.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure to have Lee here, sharing her thoughts on romance, love, dating, and a few other things. So, keep tuning in. We're gonna have some interesting topics to talk about in the future. Just remember to always speak love into existence.